Hi again, everybody. Welcome to the BVW Podcast. This time around, we're going back to November 1987. First up is a lost hit from the British band Swing Out Sister. Now, they're still together, and in 2018, they were still performing together. Here's their most remembered hit in the U.S., Breakout. November 1987. Belinda Carlisle on the BVW podcast as we rock our way through the music of November 1987. Here's Aerosmith with Dude Looks Like a Lady. It's the BVW Podcast.
We'll be right back. riding around this little country town. We were going nuts, girl, out in the state. One night, me with my big mouth, couple guys had to put me in my place. When I see those guys these days, we just laugh and say, do you remember when? That's when I spoke, was a spoke, and grooving was grooving, dancing with everything.
Cougar Mellencamp from 1987 with Cherry Bomb as we look back at the music and memories of November of 1987. Now at the movies, the now classic Planes, Trains, and Automobiles starring Steve Martin and John Candy.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile. A fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick. Four fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
On TV, Season 1 of Full House.
Hey, let's see some smiles. Everything is going to work out super great. Your Uncle Jesse's moving in. My best friend Joey is moving in. And you know what? That means that you two are going to get to be roommates. Isn't that exciting?
I can wear all DJ's clothes.
Do I have to share my room with her?
Honey, it's going to be just like having a slumber party.
Yeah, with only one guest. Who never leaves.
And on the radio, Richard Marx with Should Have Known Better.
Another sleepless night I can't explain. Somebody said they heard me call your name. The radio won't let you leave my mind. I know it's over, but I don't know why. I should have known better than to fall in love with you. Now love is just a faded memory. Should have known better. Now I'm a prisoner to this pain. And my heart still aches for you. Ooh. There was no risk that
November 1987.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew at all, you had the grace to hold yourself with those around you call. You crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They said you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would have liked to have known you, but I was just a key. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Loneliness was tough, toughest role you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, fame with the price you paid. Even when you die,
Oh, the press still hounded you. All the papers had to say was that Marilyn was found in the news. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. Would you like to love you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Those around you crawl. Goodbye, Norma Jean. From a young man in the 22nd row, we see you as something more than sexy, more than just down Marilyn Monroe. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to. Just a key candle burned out long before a legend ever did. Would you like to own you? Well, but I was just a key. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did.
A song with an interesting history for sure, Elton John's Candle in the Wind. Now, it was originally written and recorded in 1973 for the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. It was released at the time as a single in the UK, but not the US, and that version sounded like this.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing.
In December of 1986, Elton performed the song live in Sydney, Australia, and that was the version I just played. It went all the way up to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. And of course, in 1997, Elton performed a rewritten version of the song at the funeral of Princess Diana.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
And in 2003, a remixed version of the song appeared on the 30th anniversary edition of the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did.
It's the BVW Podcast, spotlighting top 40 hits from November of 1987. And now let's do another song with multiple versions. This one was a big hit originally in 1968 for Tommy James and the Shondells.
Here she comes now, say morning, morning.
The Beach Boys covered it in 1976.
Here she come now, walking down the street, yeah. I shoot 'em down, turn around, and come on, morning.
Perhaps the most played version of the song today is the 1981 Billy Idol cover. And in November of 1987, Billy Idol was on the charts again with a live version of Money Money.
All right. You wanna dance? Yeah! All right! Here she comes now, singing Money Money.
It's the BVW Podcast. U2 with Where the Streets Have No Name. Next up in our 1987 look back, Lavert with Casanova. November 1987.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's another song with multiple versions. That one is the 1987 version of Steve Winwood's Valerie. Now, that song originally hit the charts in 1982, but only peaked at number 70. The song was slightly retooled and remixed and included on the 1987 compilation album Chronicles. And in 87, it made it all the way up to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. We're just one hit away from hearing the number 1 song of November of 1987, and spoiler alert, it's another cover of a Tommy James and the Shondells song. But first, here's Heart with Who Will You Run To? With Who Will You Run To as we get set to hear the number one song of November 1987. It's by Tiffany and one of two songs that was on the charts in November of 1987 that was a cover of a 60s hit from Tommy James and the Shondells. We already heard Billy Idol's version of Money Money, and that live 1987 recording was the song that replaced this one at number one. It's the only instance in the history of the top 40 charts I could find where two different artists hit number one back to back with covers of songs from the same artists. Did that make sense? Anyway, here's Tiffany with the number one song of November 1987, I Think We're Alone Now. Number one song of November 1987, Tiffany and I Think We're Alone Now. As we wrap up another edition of the BVW podcast, thanks so much for listening, and we will do another one soon.
Oh, Jean Marie, you're a stitch. No, Mom's gonna do the turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we gotta get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberries. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Gobble, gobble. Oh, bye-bye.